Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So as it turns out, shockingly, that game meant everything to Dennis Allen. As we do welcome you into the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody show, Layla Rahimi has the day off. Marshall is here, and Marshall, we get to talk about a Bears 26-14 win. The fours are wild. The Bears are 4-2. They have won four straight games, and they had four more turnovers. Darn to hell that they only had three picks in the game. That could have been four as well.
See, you're messing up already, Mark, because you said they had four turnovers. They are not turnovers, as I was told by Dennis Allen. And right now, Dennis Allen can do no wrong. So when he says they're not turnovers, they are takeaways, I'm going to start calling them takeaways. Is that okay?
Fair enough. I think it was, honestly, the coach that brought that lexicon to Chicago. And I would even say that it's not out of the realm of possibility that Lovie Smith may have been on the ground floor of calling them takeaways. But it was Lovie Smith who started that trend to some degree of, hey, we're working to get these turnovers. We are pulling the ball away, and to some degree, the Bears were certainly do that. And let's get into it here, Marshall. Welcome into the show. We are here for you. The texts are coming in fast and furious, 312-644-6767, if you want to jump in on those. We will have a caller segment coming up for you at 10:45.
Yeah.
Is that our first caller segment? 10:45 this morning at 312-644-6767. And I will say what was on the minds of a lot of Bears fans yesterday. It was on my mind as a reporter yesterday. It is unnerving when the quarterback doesn't play well. It's unnerving when Caleb Williams does not have a good game. Williams did not have a good game. He did not play well at the quarterback position yesterday. But for a moment, if we can, let's put that on pause. And let's focus on a few other things. We'll get to Caleb coming up at about 10:25. But forget about Caleb. Let's go through three and the turnovers. I'm even to put the turnovers away. Marshall, there are three other things that had been, I would say, deal breakers for the Bears season that are getting better. The run game, stopping the run, and knocking the quarterback down, as in getting quarterback sacks. Against Washington, and I'm just talking about the last two games here. Against Washington, the Bears had 145 rushing yards, and you allowed 124, which can be better, but I do add in the fact that Jaden Daniels got 52 of them in that contest. Not necessarily an excuse, but those are not all running back yards. Yesterday, the Bears had, look at that number, 222 rushing yards, because you had a two-headed attack with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, and you only allowed 44 rushing yards yesterday. You had four big sacks yesterday. You had three sacks the week before. Specifically on the run game, too. This is something that Matt Eberflus never figured out last year. And I'm not saying that it's a done deal. We'll get more into that on Five on It as well. Like, I'm not just saying that that's it. DeAndre Swift is going to have 100 yards per game and he's going to be one of the top rushers in the league, because that's what it would look like if he continued on this pace. I'm not necessarily saying that. But you are making real improvement in an area that the Bears couldn't figure out last year. And I always go back to the years of where it was going to be unsustainable if you couldn't figure out the running game, also known as Matt Nagy. Even in the magical season of 2018, we were always like, where's Jordan Howard? Where's the running game? So maybe, just maybe, this coach has figured something out when it comes to the run game, and we know they are onto something defensively.
You know, my favorite thing about Ben Johnson is not only does he seem to be a leader of men, like a real one, as in he is a real one, as in he gives it to you straight, whether it's good, bad, whatever's going on, he'll give you an idea of what he's seeing, so you're not having to guess, like, what did he really mean by that? I don't think I've ever had an instance where I was like, what does he really mean by that? Couple of things. When he told you, oh, no, our running back room is good, he meant it and said it with conviction. I was like, wow, I wonder how this will play out. When he told you, when we get to the bye, we're going to figure things out, and that'll give us a chance to see what happened the first 4 weeks of the season, adjust, and make those adjustments, and then we should be better. He said it going in, he said it coming out, and now look at what they put on the field the last 2 weeks, specifically in this game. You talked about running the football and stopping the run and getting to the quarterback. Those are the three things that you feel like you learned. I think this team has an identity now. It's clear now. The identity is this. We're going to control the trenches. We're going to run the football. Doesn't matter if it's Kyle Manungai. Doesn't matter if it's DeAndre Swift. Doesn't matter if it's Roschon Johnson. Did you catch him, by the way? Sneak into the game and get positive yardage?
He got his one carry.
Yeah, and he did something with it. And so when I see it back-to-back weeks, and I know the level of competition is far from top tier. In fact, it is bottom tier. I want to emphasize, I understand the Saints are not a good football team. But when you look at what they were able to do both running and stopping the run, that's what stands out to me. The takeaways are cool. Don't get me wrong. But I can't say every week you can control how many takeaways you get.
That is absolutely true. This segment being brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I did want to read, because I was anticipating texts like this from the 847. Grody, you are such a Debbie Downer on a Victory Monday. Can you just celebrate the 4-game win streak? And on Tuesday, tell us how bad Caleb was. We're not here to do pep rallies, okay? This is big market Chicago Bears radio here we're talking about. It is a huge part of it. We will definitely talk about Caleb Williams, because the one thing about all of this, and this was a wholly entertaining game to watch from my perch in the press box.
You do have a perch.
I do have a perch. I've earned my perch. Watching this game, it's fun. We all know in Chicago how fun it is when you're forcing turnovers, when you're getting to the quarterback, and you're doing fun defensive things. We also know in Chicago, unless you're burying your head under the sand, that it's not a sustainable way to live, to be able to play good defense and run the football. You also need a passing game to go with it. It is what this franchise has been missing for 100 years. And I know I could do the intermittent years where the Bears had good passing football, but that all has to come together, because we've seen this formula for sure before, and ultimately it does not work in this version of the NFL.
Well, no, it can't work, because the most important position on the field is still quarterback. Because even if you play it close, like they did, let's say, against Washington, like they did against the Las Vegas Raiders, even if you play it close, you've got to have a difference maker at the end of the game. And that's what you're leaning on Caleb Williams to be. Now, he didn't have to be in this game. Frankly, he didn't have to be last week as well, because when you can run the football, all you got to do is get the lead, and then you can shorten the game. And that's what Ben Johnson has effectively done the last 2 weeks, is gotten the lead, shortened the game, and we wondered, okay, is this running game for real? They did it against the Commanders. That's cool and all, but is the running game for real? I'm sorry. Caleb Williams has been playing football for how long now? A season and a third, right? He's played in 23 games. In those 23 games, he's never seen this rushing output. It's the largest rushing output. It's only the second time in 2 years that Caleb Williams has had this type of support from his run game. And the difference between now and even the Eberflus era in terms of the running game, a lot of that running game was predicated on a running quarterback. Right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And Justin Fields.
And it never mattered
so
either, by
those,
the way.
Those inflated numbers, I call them that because a lot of it was just Justin making something happen when he couldn't find someone downfield. And that's okay in spots, but it can't be the basis of your offense. So for Caleb Williams to have negative 2 rushing yards and to still put up 222 as a team, that tells a story to me. Is it's not just, oh, well, by happenstance, we're doing this. It's by design that they are controlling the trenches, and whoever's running the football, whether it's Swift Monangai or Roschon Johnson or DJ Moore or Olamide Zaccheaus, whoever you want to put back there, it's a team effort, and it's a structured thing that Ben Johnson's saying, hey, remember what I did in Detroit? I'm going to do it here, too. Watch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This.
We want to celebrate, and we are going to celebrate what the defense did. That's what this segment was dedicated to do, and we will get more into Caleb Williams, but let's not be dumb.
Right.
Let's not be dumb as Bears fans. Now, if you're new to the Bears, like literally in the last few years, then I get it. Maybe you don't know the full history and the whole breadth of what we're talking about. And no, I don't want to hear from people that I'm jaded. I don't want to hear all of that. I think I'm knowledgeable, and I think I know Bears history, and I think I know Bears present. So, and I've seen it all. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because,
so you think I'm jaded? I'm not jaded.
Because you are jaded.
I'm not jaded. How am I jaded?
You're jaded by past coaching staffs and what they were unable to do. And I'm just trying to not necessarily wipe the slate clean, but understand it's a new era with Ben Johnson. You can't hold the sins of the past against Ben Johnson because he's showing you that he doesn't care about what happened in the past. He's just doing what he does.
No, but I'm saying that you should know that it matters heavily that even though the Bears won this game and it was a fun game and the defense was dominant and it was a blast, if you don't have that guy passing the football and leading your team and being a good quarterback, then you're not going to win in the end. And that has been the problem, coincidentally maybe, or maybe because this is just the way the team has been built because of ownership. The team has not been able to put the phases together, and that is what has missed the Bears. That is why they haven't had sustained success since the 1980s, and it's the reason they haven't won a Super Bowl since the year 1986.
To echo your sentiment, yeah. I head to the text line. Listen to this. 773. That game wasn't fun. The heart attack Bears almost blew it. This is the lived experience that you're talking about with this organization. Also, a couple of things. 708. Tell it the way it is, Grody. I didn't know the goal of this team was to beat the worst team in the league. Caleb was bad. A performance like that against a better team is a loss. Talk about that, guys. The bar is so low here, it's sickening. I get all that you're saying, but I can take what you're saying and what those texters are saying, and in the same breath say, it's a work in progress. I'm not even really that concerned about Caleb Williams, although, you know, we'll talk about him after a while. I'm concerned, can you run the ball and stop the run? Go back to basic peewee football.
And that's great. And that's what I started with. Those were the first words out of my mouth.
And they didn't like that,
To start the day today. Well, look, and just because I interjected Caleb and teased that we're going to talk about Caleb. And Caleb, I'll say it again, did not have a good day yesterday. For everybody in the back row or the people that don't want to hear it, if you
tar and feather that man,
if you care about this organization, you care about what the quarterback did and didn't do on a weekly basis, because it's why this team almost on a yearly basis in some way, shape, or form breaks your heart. 10-game losing streak, 2 years out of the last three, is a heartbreaker. The last time they get to the playoffs before the bogus 2020 thing in 2018, they broke your heart because they didn't have a kicker at the end of that game.
And Bears have two kickers.
They do have two kickers. So we've gone this long without mentioning Jake Moody. Folks, if you're going to win in this NFL, you got to have a kicker.
Or two.
Or two. Jake Moody was awesome yesterday.
He was dependable. That's what you need in a game in which your red zone offense was... It was in the red, not the black. I'll say it like that. I think overall, though, what the defense did was tremendous, and I know it was against a bad team in the Saints, but you have to be able to beat down the bad teams. And the fact that they made this a one-score game in the second half was a little disheartening, but the fact that they got more takeaways, and they stopped the run. If you get takeaways and stop the run, no one should be able to beat you as long as your offense is, you know, serviceable. And Caleb Williams was serviceable.
Yeah, he was. He was, but that's no way to live through a season. And Caleb Williams will tell you that. We're going to play some of that for you coming up here soon. We'll talk about Caleb next. We will also play some, because we got derailed a little bit on the defensive path. I want to play, because we teased it, I want to play Montez Sweat for you. We're going to take you inside the locker room very quickly, and then we will pivot to more on Caleb Williams as well. It is Rahimi Harris and Grody. Layla Rahimi has the day off. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.